Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. Another Eagles training camp practice is in the books, and we have position battle updates, depth chart notes, roster moves, and all kinds of stuff to get into today from Tuesday's practice. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. We have a little more streamlined process for you guys today. I'm trying to make it a little more organized instead of the slew of notes I just write down and get up on here and spew to you all. So we will start with injury stuff. We'll talk about the defense, go to break, and then come back with the offense. So I'm going to try and make it a little more easier to let you guys know what is going on, make it a little easier to follow. So as usual, some injury notes to start. Players who did not participate in practice today: linebacker Zach Bond missed today's practice with a back contusion. Danny Gray remains out. Andrew Makuba misses his second straight practice with a shoulder issue. We will talk about him a little later on. Devontae Smith remains sidelined with back tightness. Nolan Smith missed today's practice with a concussion. Limited participants included Jihad Campbell, still this routine thing there with him, Jalen Carter, Cam Jurgens, Smail Mondah Jr. returned to practice today after missing yesterday's session. A little roster move the Eagles made today. They brought back wide receiver Ife Adeyi, who they waived back in June. He spent some time with the Eagles during a mini camp. He passed a workout. They got signed for mini camp and then was waived a little later after all, and caught over 160 passes at Sam Houston State. The Eagles brought him back, wanted to get a closer look at him, which may not be a good sign for a certain player that we will talk about a little later on there. So just one roster move there as training camp rolls on. The pads came on for the first time this summer. Always an exciting time. We're getting closer and closer to actual football, so it's good to see what players look like with the pads on. You know, shorts and shells, it's kind of hard to really tell who's being effective and who's not. So it's always good to see when the pads come on. It was a hot one out there today. The Eagles started practice at 9 a.m. They had to move it up an hour to make sure that the players weren't cooking out there. Vic Fangio spoke to reporters ahead of the practice, gave some updates on the Kelee Ringo, Adoree Jackson position race. We gave some updates as far as that yesterday on yesterday's show. Vic Fangio said that now is the time for Adoree Jackson to show who he is or who he isn't, which I guess means he wants him to kind of, I guess, take the reins since it looks like he was pulling ahead as of yesterday. We spent a good amount of time talking about that, but it sounds like, and it looked like, Kelee Ringo made up some ground today. Adoree Jackson didn't have the best day. We'll talk about him in a second, but Kelee Ringo made some plays out there today. He started with the first team defense for the first time since the first practice. So ironically, after Vic Fangio says Adoree needs to start showing me all the stuff, Kelee Ringo gets the first crack on the first team defense. And Kelee Ringo got some revenge on Terrace Marshall, who got the better of him in the first practice. He broke up one pass intended for Marshall in a drill and then had him covered pretty nicely downfield on a play that resulted in a overthrown ball. So Ringo had sticky coverage throughout the day. I don't know if he got like word of what's happening in this race and he feels like he's falling behind, but he came out with a sense of urgency today and he showed some nice plays out there today. So that is good to see from Ringo. You don't want to see him falling behind, getting in his head to the point where we're not sure if he can even play. So I think he responded well to what a lot of us were saying regarding the CP2 battle yesterday. So that is good to see from Kelee Ringo. We'll stay here with cornerback. Quinyon got beat by AJ on a couple throws. It's going to happen. They've been boxing all summer. Quinyon's going to win one day. AJ's going to win the next. That has pretty much been the theme. Adoree Jackson got beat by Elijah Cooks, who was standing out quite a bit. He had a nice catch today on a slant route for a touchdown. And Jahan Dotson gave Adoree Jackson all he could handle in drills. So Adoree has been pretty consistent throughout camp, and today was kind of the first day where he hasn't looked all that great. So I think Kelee Ringo certainly made up some ground and even the playing field a little bit there. But if there's a situation where Adoree or Kelee Ringo aren't standing out, Eli Ricks has low-key been the most steady of that cornerback group. He has had another pass breakup in the end zone today, and I think Ricks, we talked about pretty extensively during depth chart projections, that if Eli Ricks, you know, even if he makes the roster, if he doesn't have a path towards consistent playing time, his agent may look to him and be like, look, man, I can find you a place where you can play some snaps. And maybe this is the opportunity. If Adoree and Kelee Ringo aren't seizing the opportunity, really, Eli can find his way into the mix. So good stuff from Eli Ricks, really a fan favorite, a guy who a lot of fans want to see given a chance, kind of similarly to Ringo. And he has the range, certainly, so maybe we'll see as camp goes on if Eli can put his name into the hat there. Explosive day from Jahad Campbell in the absence of Bond. He stopped Saquon in a team drill, really looked good in chasing down runners in drills. He also put Dallas Goedert on the ground after a catch. And Dallas Goedert, not a small dude, and he put him in the ground after Dallas Goedert caught a ball. So Jahad, par for the course, really looking quick, looking swift, looking like a guy who is ready to play week one. And even if that is the case, that does not mean sleep on Jeremiah Trotter Jr., who is constantly around the ball. He had an incompletion today, also on Goedert on a corner route. Now, Trotter isn't as athletically gifted as Campbell, and I think we all knew that, which is why he was a fifth-round pick to begin with. But he's a guy that's been making plays, doing a lot of things on that defense, and he's pretty much in the right place at the right time. Even on plays where he was beat this summer, it's been like over outstretched hands. It's just been in situations where his frame pretty much held him up, not really more so his positioning. So this is stuff to note here, that Jeremiah Trotter, you know, he doesn't look out of place on the first team. And it's going to be interesting to see, even when N'Kobe gets healthy, between the four of them, Bond, Campbell, Trotter, and N'Kobe Dean, it's going to be interesting to see how all of that stuff kind of shakes out as far as the linebacker room is concerned. But we kind of have an abundance of talent there, which hasn't been the case in years past, as we all know. So I think that is fun to watch as training camp rolls on here. Edge rushing stuff, Josh Uche got some first-team reps in place of Nolan Smith. He had a sack against the second-team offense today, also generated pressure on Jalen Hurts later on. Now, of the two guys, Uche as well as Azeez Ojulari, I think Uche has been the more steady guy. Azeez Ojulari showed us some stuff yesterday, but Uche has flashed a little bit more throughout camp. And Vic Fangio said at his presser that outside of Jalix and Nolan, no other rotational edge guy has really shown a whole lot. So I think that it's going to be up to Uche to really try and carve out a consistent role here, as camp rolls on. And I think that Uche has shown just a little bit more juice on defense. So good stuff there as far as the edge rushers go. A couple of fumbles on the day. Reed Blankenship pop one out against A.J. Dillon. Tristan McCollum knocked one free from wide receiver Darius Cooper. And the Tristan McCollum stuff is interesting because now that Makuba has missed his second practice, it's going to open up opportunities, you know, some more first-team reps for guys like Tristan McCollum. McCollum is a guy that Vic Fangio had circled even in OTAs as a guy who could potentially make some noise at safety even when Makuba was healthy. And now that, those reps are open, Sidney Brown, you know, by nature is going to pull ahead. Vic Fangio said that Sidney Brown is looking good so far this summer. So now if Tristan McCollum is a guy that's going to come in here and force people to pay attention, then by all means, he had a nice hit today on Darius Cooper. Tomorrow, the Eagles have an off day, so I will use that day to write up some free agent options, some potential external options for the Eagles at safety. If Makuba's injury is a lingering one, if it causes him to miss extended time, we'll see some veterans. Obviously, Justin Simmons is the obvious one, but we'll take a look at some other players who the Eagles could potentially look at if they need to fill you know, reps, or if they want to get a veteran guy in here to kind of trust over the inexperience at safety as week one approaches. So we'll talk about some of that stuff as well. So that is about all the defensive notes I have here. Edge rushers, linebackers, corners. Kelee Ringo making up ground. That's really the headline here. The hottest battle of the summer really is between that. So I'll be sure to keep you guys updated on that front. So we will go to a quick break and then come back and talk about the offense.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
All right, on offense, slow day for the offense. I think the heat got to them a little bit. A lot of pre-snap penalties today. A lot of mistakes were made. Let's highlight some good things. Jahan Dotson, like I mentioned before, got some more first-team work with Devontae Smith sideline. Ran some nice routes against Adoree Jackson today. So he's continuing to get first-team work, continuing to look good. It looks like he's going to have his opportunities this summer ahead of his, you know, free agency and him entering a contract year and all the stuff we've already talked about. Tyler Steen, par for the course, got all the first-team right guard reps. That is not changing in the near future unless he gets hurt. That job is pretty much his. At this point, nobody else is even really threatening there. So I don't even have to mention it, but I feel like, I know, some people are going to want to know. So Tyler Steen, as of right now, looks like he's your starting right guard for week one. And he's earned some praise from his fellow offensive linemen as well, to being prepared this summer, looking good, and stuff like that. So excited to see Tyler Steen, if he can be a dominant part of that. Another young, dominant piece of that offensive line will go a long way in helping the run game and helping keep Jalen Hurts upright as well. A really good Will Shipley day. Jalen Hurts hit Shipley for a touchdown pass over the middle on what looked like a Texas route. We all know Texas routes from Madden, frequently used play. Shipley caught the ball quite a few times today. So I think that is good. While Dylan is getting the extra running work, Shipley is getting additional looks in the pass game, and he's looking good. He looks comfortable catching the ball. We all knew that. He was an effective pass catcher in Clemson, and that is translating well into the pros, and it looks good in camp to this point. And speaking of running backs catching the ball, Saquon Barkley, not really known for his pass catching, actually known to have shaky hands in the receiving game. He had a fancy one-handed catch today over the middle as well. Drew some oohs and ahs from the crowd, some gasps. So that was fun to see as well. And he also got into the end zone on a rushing touchdown in a end zone drill. Lane Johnson was pretty excited about that. He was fired up. So now, kind of hard to really assess Saquon Barkley in the training camp. We all saw what he did in the regular season. His training camp setting isn't really one that a guy like Saquon thrives in, but fun to see him, you know, in the end zone anyway. Brings back some nice memories. This is turning out to be the summer of Elijah Cooks. This is third day in a row now making an insane catch. Tanner McKee found him in the back of the end zone. He was able to extend, get both feet down, and like I mentioned before, Cooks also scored on a slant against Adoree Jackson. So, man, this is training camp darling as of right now, Elijah Cooks. We'll see what he does in preseason, if he can replicate this kind of stuff. But he's the name outside of, you know, the main guys, and outside of Terrace Marshall in the first few days. He's cooled off just a little bit. Elijah Cooks is going to be the name to watch. I'm excited to see what he does in preseason. Speaking of Marshall, he had an injury today. He went to the injury tent after a drill with a trainer and then later walked inside. So once we get word of what's going on with him, I'll be sure to keep you guys updated, because he's a guy that I would like to see make the roster, a guy that has really made his impact in the first couple days of training camp here. And I hope that, you know, it would be good for him to make the team, and it would be difficult and a tough break if he gets hurt and that halts his momentum here. So we'll be sure to stay informed across the Terrace Marshall front. Some not so great wide receiver news. I mentioned a potential reason why the Eagles may have signed Ife a day earlier, and Johnny Wilson just dropping balls left and right. Another drop pass today, And I don't know if he makes the team at this point. Again, they love his blocking, but man, you got to catch the ball on this team with the limited opportunities you get. If you're dropping the one look you get, how effective can you be? As much as Sirianni likes his dirty work, guys, and it's just convenient to me that after another drop ball from Johnny Wilson, they go out and sign another receiver. So maybe it's just they want another camp body in here. Maybe there's more to that. But yeah, interesting development there as well. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, stringing together some good practice days. He found Shundarik Powell running back for a touchdown in the red zone today, his second consecutive day scoring the ball. And like we thought that Colin McCord is just kind of his job, QB3. You know, it is what it is. The Eagles drafted him. Howie likes his quarterbacks. They'll keep him. But Dorian Thompson-Robinson making it interesting, at least. And if he's going to be a practice squad guy, I don't know how long he stays on the practice squad, because he certainly looks like a player who can perform at the NFL level. Looks like a guy who can do some things. And he's gotten more comfortable as camp has rolled on. So good stuff there from Dorian Thompson-Robinson. But yes, a sluggish day from the offense. I think the heat played a factor. It was really hot out there today. But that is what you're going to get with 100-degree weather. But certainly the highlights of the day today, Kelee Ringo making some plays, making sure that the cornerback battle doesn't get away from him. Elijah Cooks is making us know who he is. And Will Shipley, a lot heavy dose of Will Shipley today as training camp continues. The Eagles have an off day tomorrow, so probably no pod tomorrow. We'll come back Thursday to discuss what happens there. And for Eagles Wire, I will write up those safety options for the Philadelphia Eagles if they want to look outside of the organization if Makuba stays injured for an extended amount of time. Thank you guys for checking out this edition of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes. Not iTunes. Keep messing that up. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Stay up to date with everything that's going on with the Eagles on my social media platforms at the Philly Pod on Twitter and Instagram, predominantly there. I'll catch you guys on Thursday. Stay on tap with all the writing that I do in the meantime. Until the next one, y'all. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.